going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Who are this year's sleepers, blue chippers, and busts?
With the fourth pick, the New England Patriots select.
Find out with Jones and Keefe's draft preview.
Draft week? Finally here, Keith.
Woo!
NFL draft is 2 days, 9 hours, 12 minutes. Actually, 11 minutes, 58, 57.
Oh, we are so close.
56 away.
You can taste it.
Inching right up.
Yeah.
Before we get into five guys we like.
Yeah.
We'll give you those lists today. We'll give you the five guys we don't like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be at draft day.
Here we go.
I think we're going to talk to Scheim on draft day.
Good get by us.
Nice. We had to do some negotiating.
That's right.
We were able to get Scheim
in-house. He's the busiest guy this season because he's doing
so many strings to pull.
Yeah. He's doing the Greg Hill show,
yep,
as he always does.
Yep.
He's going to do our show, and then he's doing the all-night draft party.
The full-on all-night draft party.
That's right.
So a lot of work for Scheim this week, and he does good stuff. We'll talk to him on Thursday. I forgot we were talking about this before the show. Peter Schrager, now at ESPN, formerly of NFL Network. Who, by the way, I think a few years running now has the most accurate mock draft. When it comes out.
Okay.
He's like Jeremiah. He's like, it's more info than like, you know, him watching tape.
He's an insider.
So Schrager puts out one mock. I think it's usually the day of the draft or the day before the draft. Very, very accurate.
Wow.
He had a report today that the Browns and Giants at picks 2 and 3 are fielding trade calls and they're not turning them away.
How about this?
And the teams are looking to move up for Ashton Jeanty.
Curveball.
What? I mean,
curveball.
I don't want to dismiss Schrager because he is an insider. He talks to all these people. He's very plugged in.
Yeah.
But this one feels fake to me.
Possible.
Yeah.
But the Shedeur Sanders stuff has been kind of all over the place, right? Like, some people think he could go in the top three. Others think he could go in the second round. Like, it is all over the map with Shedeur Sanders. I do feel like Ashton Jeanty, though, has kind of picked up a lot of steam. Well, usually it's quarterbacks that fluctuate wildly, but look, this guy.
I love Jeanty.
So do I. But
if Hunter's there at 2, I'm taking Hunter. If Carter's there at 3, I'm taking Carter. Like, as much as I like Jeanty, and I feel like I am very, very high on him.
How about this?
I would take those other guys over.
What about this? The Giants feel like maybe they'd like to do the Saquon Barkley thing over again. And they're like, we kind of screwed the pooch there. And if Travis Hunter is off the board,
run it back.
They could maybe just take him. Or you're talking about some of these other teams. So if you're talking about a trade up, right? So that means the Browns or the Giants would, I guess, pass on all these top players. The Bears, could they trade up to get Ashton Jeanty? Because a lot of the early mock drafts had the Bears and Ben Johnson, who was coaching Gibbs and Sonic and Knuckles in Detroit. He obviously values the running back. Could you see Ben Johnson and the Bears moving up and getting Jeanty? Like, who else, I guess, is down there? Would, like, the Saints possibly?
I don't know. Jeremiah said the other day that it feels like Jacksonville's the pick at 5 for Jeanty.
Okay.
And a lot of people have him mocked to the Raiders, so could Jacksonville move up a couple of spots? Maybe.
They could. Or, like, teams know that he's not going to fall past 5, so if you really want him, you got to get above them.
You got to jump in front. So that's some of the background for the Patriots and their selection at 4. If somebody moves up for Ashton Jeanty, that is good news for the Patriots.
Flip side, could the Patriots, if it goes the order that it is, I think you and I would be upset if they passed on Jeanty, but does the trade value go up there?
Maybe.
And yeah, now maybe. I was thinking Sanders would be the trade, but could you get a good
point? Maybe you raffle off the pick and you drop to 10, which is kind of the floor where you and I would be comfortable.
Yep, Bears at 10.
The Bears come up the board to number 4, and you kind of raffle it off to the highest bidder. Maybe.
Something to think about. So something to chew on these next couple of days.
That's the backdrop for pick 4. It could all just be nonsense, just 2 days outside of the draft, which is the way I would honestly lean. But let's give you guys we like in this draft, Keith. We've gone through all the different positional groups, given you an overview.
Yeah.
We've narrowed it down to 5 players we like, 5 players we don't. You want to go first?
I'll go first. I think we're going to have a lot of overlap here. We've talked about all these different guys when we've taken the positions into account. You want me to go 5-1?
Sure.
5, Tyler Warren. I think there's a couple of good tight ends in this draft, but I think he'd be a guy that could really help Drake May quite a bit. I think you saw what kind of impact Brock Bowers has had immediately. Now he needs help around him, but how good he was right away. So I'll go Tyler Warren 5, Ashton Jeanty 4. I think there's a clear cut difference between him and the next group of running backs. It might be a deep running back class, but I think there's a clear elite number one guy. I've kind of backed myself into a corner here.
You have.
Might not be thrilled just because it's not an exciting position, but the need is overwhelming, and I do think he's the best offensive lineman in the class. Will Campbell would be number 3 on my list. Abdul Carter, number 2. And then Travis Hunter, who we've talked about for months on end, is my far and away clear-cut number 1 prospect in
so
this draft.
So on Will Campbell,
yes.
And me and you had a slightly different approach to this. I'll give you my list in a moment.
Okay.
On Will Campbell, Mel Kiper came out with his top prospects, his big board today. Campbell is 9. One spot after Membu.
Okay.
Daniel Jeremiah, who I like, I think we all know Kiper. I like Jeremiah's work leading up to the draft at NFL Network. He has Campbell 11.
Yeah, it's kind of
low. And I think Membu at 9. So both of them have Membu higher than Campbell. And I wonder if that's now some league intel or some sourcing going around.
Yeah, that I don't like. If he's not even the best offensive lineman, that's not ideal. I view him as the best offensive lineman, and I view him as a left tackle. So that's why I would have him as high as I do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Average those two together. Two guys who we all know, Kiper, I like Jeremiah, say he's the 10th pick. That helps illustrate how much you're reaching at 4. And maybe if a team like the Bears were going to move up for Jeanty, maybe you could drop down and still get Campbell. Maybe
how
that is
this?
More in play than I thought.
So Cam Ward is going to go number 1 to the Titans. Some big boards have him like 9 or 10 as prospect.
Oh.
So that's another big reach.
Schefter wrote yesterday, there are some teams with no first-round grades on quarterbacks in this draft. and Cam Ward would have gone seventh out of the quarterbacks a year ago.
Wow.
That's what Schefter wrote. So after all the guys taken in the first round.
Now, I get of I all would positions after, to reach on, I understand. You're going to do it more on quarterback than
I would have taken him after Penix.
Yeah.
I know you like Nix. Neither of us like McCarthy. So for me, he would have gone fifth, I guess, last
year. Yeah, yeah.
But whatever. I mean, that's what Schefter said. All right, here's my list. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I will tweet these out at Jones and Keefe as well if you missed any of Keefe's list. So I took a slightly different approach when it came to my top five. I gave you some players they could get it for, some players maybe more in the mix at 38 or later on. I still like Will Johnson. I know there are injury concerns, the corner out of Michigan. He's a player that I feel like is right there neck and neck as a corner with Travis Hunter. I prefer Hunter because he could also be a wide receiver. Will Johnson, locked out corner at Michigan. If you can trade down and get him, if you can trade up at the end of the first round and get him, he's dropping in some of these mocks. He may be in play on early day two. So I like Will Johnson. I think Josh Simmons is the best tackle in the class out of Ohio State. I think he's the best transition to left tackle, better than Campbell, better than Membu. I prefer him to guys like Connerly and even Banks at Texas. So that's my favorite tackle in the draft. I think he's in line in a trade up in the 20s. Now, if we're talking at pick four, I like Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State. I think it's very versatile. You can line him up as a Wildcat quarterback. I'm not sure he's quite Brock Bowers, but he can be a dominant tight end. You know I love Ashton Jeanty. If Hunter and Abdul Carter are gone, Jenty's my pick at four, the running back out of Boise State. My favorite player in the draft at a position of need, Keith, and I think he's going to be there at 38. I like Luther Burden out of Missouri. And so if they're going to get a receiver, that's the receiver I want. I don't love McMillan. Yeah. I don't love Abuka. I don't love Golden. Travis Hunter's going to be gone, and I'm not even sure he's a wide receiver. Luther Burden, to me, is the receiver I want. I think need matches up with the area where he's going to go in the draft. And maybe instead of missing on Ladd McConkey a year ago, you get your Ladd McConkey in Luther Burden. That's the guy I like the most. Fit matching up with a need for the Patriots. So there are top five. You can see those at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Follow along. We'll continue draft coverage all the way up through draft night, which is just a couple of days away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.